Say what you want about Bryce Easton.
Well, Matt will steal a seat on you, won't he?
All right, it is 5:38 here on the Hard Line, but this really isn't the Hard Line anymore because at Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Chill, it is round table time.
It sure is. Sorry, Gordon. I didn't know this was your seat.
That's okay, man. You didn't know.
Corby, Matt,
it's not that big a deal.
I did.
I'm not going to drop it, but it's not a big deal.
Just do whatever you want. I'm going to remember it for the rest of my natural born days.
Do whatever you want to.
I'd be very careful with this.
Corby, Mino, Bob, Matt.
Check, check.
Dave, Gordon, Donovan, and Sean, who is putting on the headset right now.
Hello, fellow roundtablers.
Hello, Corby.
We on the air?
Welcome to Summer Chill. We are on the air.
Hi, Thank Snake.
You. We are on the radio. Do not cuss.
Happy Juneteenth.
Please, do not cuss. You know what?
Happy Juneteenth to you, Donovan.
What did you do today, Donovan?
I had to work, so I don't know if word got to me quite yet. I'm still waiting on word about working. But worked. I am preparing myself to go on vacation, so I had a couple other things to do.
Another one?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys get more vacations.
Shut up.
What?
Did you do your 2.5 miles on the treadmill? No, I did not. But I did. I did celebrate today. I had a red cream soda, and it was delicious.
A red cream soda.
Hell
is that
yeah.
a big?
Is that
red?
Different than Big Red?
Yes, it was a Barks red cream soda.
I'm gonna have to try that.
That sounds delicious.
I like Big Red. Some people don't like Big Red. I love
lie.
It tastes like chewed up bubble gum.
Perfect. Bring it on.
Yeah, so that was my celebration.
Okay.
Well, and then, of course, here at Summer Chill.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think about. Juneteenth, Summer Chill. That's it. They go hand in hand. We shall overcome.
Well, we formed an alliance.
We did. And you know what? I did actually listen to a couple of past Juneteenth barbershop bits.
Yeah.
That, we're very delightful.
As we celebrate.
As we celebrate. You know what? I've celebrated more Juneteenths with you.
That's right.
Than any other person around here.
I feel it comes naturally.
I know. It really does.
Where did y'all used to do it?
Various places.
Well, it's according to how drunk we were. Oh, Juneteenth shows.
Yes.
We would do them at the barbershop. We did a couple at Nice Look.
It's for the crowd.
We did a couple at Lavish Lounge at 67 and Wheaton.
And we might have done one at an MLK Center.
Oh, that's right. That's the drop. You can buy me a drink. Hey, that's where that one came from. It was boiling hot out there that day.
It really was.
Okay, what happened to Smoke? Wasn't Smoke supposed to do the show with you today?
Smoke Instagram called me last night.
Instagram call.
Yes, it's audio for Instagram. I didn't pick up. But
okay,
I
we got to tell who Smoke is. Smoke is our buddy from the
compound.
Yeah,
from the compound.
Yes. Yeah.
He had the hottest list of top
five hottest white women, and he had his top five. I'm sorry, top five hottest white women, top five hottest black women. But yeah, it was quite odd. But I messed up on that one. I got to get him on. I got to when I come back, maybe we'll have a post Juneteenth show. But that's on me, Smoke. I love you, man. We'll get you on there.
We all do.
You disenfranchised him.
No, I didn't.
I'm doing a TV show.
I sent the news out by FedEx or something. Maybe it just. Taking a little time to get there yet about the plan of what we were going to do. I can never get tired of making
that well.
I am never getting tired of that. That's why we're here to celebrate.
All right, are you guys familiar with the trials and tribulations of one Christina Formella, a 30-year-old from Illinois, who is a teacher, a soccer coach, and a special ed teacher?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ed. In Illinois, Christina Formella. Does that name ring a bell?
No.
Okay.
Like, well, 101 Dalmatians, maybe?
In March of this year,
I'm with you, Bob.
She was taken into custody during a traffic stop because she was picked up after allegations were brought against her for sexual assault of a student. Mm.
Of special ed?
This isn't the Scream Mask, right?
No.
Okay.
Not the Scream Mask. No, not a special ed. This was a soccer student of hers who at the time...
Not a special ed.
God, Corby calls them special eds.
I do not.
Jeez. I did.
Unbelievable guy.
So, it was not one of the eds.
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that.
That was a rapper named Special Ed.
Hey, little
Special
Eddie. Ed.
See?
It's good.
She got a couple special eds.
In which
okay, dude.
The mother found text messages on her son's phone that she turned in to the school. Who
well, that's
turned
a violation of privacy right there.
Who turned them in to the authorities. And when she was booked, she told the police, look, I didn't do anything wrong, and here's what's happening. Everybody comes after me, quote, because I'm just too good looking.
That's an Illinois accent, huh?
Uh-huh. And all I am is a good person who cared too much about the victim.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
Why are they victimizing her then?
Right. And she said that the teenager, the 15-year-old, got possession of her phone and sent the messages to himself as part of a blackmail plot that was going on against her.
Okay. Kind of an interesting theory she's floating
I don't believe
here.
That.
Do we have the text messages in question?
No, we don't, but that was in March, and fast forward to this week where she was picked up at her house as her and her husband exited the car to their home.
Was he special ed?
No.
Okay.
No.
Somebody loved that.
Somebody loved that. That's their favorite
all right,
moment
the favorite
moment of
the
all right.
There you go.
Good luck, buddy.
Oh, who is this?
You know who this is.
No, tell me your name. I don't know.
I can do all kind of tricks, and I got all kinds of things in my bag.
Well, I'd like to introduce myself. What's your name?
Special Ed.
This week, she was slapped with 52 additional charges in
good
connection
Lord.
With the case. 20 counts of sexual assault, 20 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, 6 counts of indecent solicitation of a child, and dang. 6 counts of grooming. And after she said that she was just trying, that the not boy bad. Grabbed her phone, yeah,
yeah,
that the boy grabbed her phone, they found over 4,000 text messages between the two.
Okay,
oh, no.
Yeah. He did not just grab a phone and send 4,000 messages to himself.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Are there one letter apiece? H-O-W. Yeah, somebody like
can
that.
Can you imagine
thank you.
Before no. smartphones how long that would take?
Man, I know you have to hit 3 times for L.
I gotta go back.
We've gotten this far in the story.
Norm would never do that.
And we've not gotten your editorial on whether or not she is that good looking.
Well, I have a mug shot. I don't know if this is gonna
yeah.
a muff shot? What'd you say?
Okay, there's no
you
way.
You have to scroll
there.
Down a little bit.
Oh, it's that
that's...
girl.
She's
I can't
a,
see.
I've seen that where they went after her and they pulled her over
oh,
and she
yeah.
didn't know why.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know it was the same chick.
I see it.
She's
Corby.
Definitely on mugshot
shotties.
Yeah, Bob checks out that website all the time.
Apparently
mugshot shotties.
They had relations 45
so
times.
Stupid.
Yes.
Only mugshots?
They were doing things 45 different times, including inside a classroom for a tutoring session.
Oh. Yikes.
Ahead of the start of the school day, in which they were walked in on and had to make up some story.
Wow.
Oh. Teacher, why does it smell that way?
Whoa.
Say,
what?
Man.
She got mad because apparently he cheated on her.
Light a candle.
We were playing leapfrog.
She wrote the notes in her phone that... What a weirdo.
I got stuck.
Now go ahead and read them. Read what you got there, Maddie.
I was trying.
Who hasn't played a nice game of leapfrog?
Just crazy.
Before?
I know. Read it though.
Just kept trying
she's
to go
nuts.
Over.
Yeah. So they
the husband is staying with her. Like
really?
He's staying with her.
Yeah. Because
yes.
now he's like, I can do whatever I want.
Well, I don't know if that's the reason he's staying with her.
Yeah. So
Matt's already thought out all the angles here.
She had a memoir on her phone's notes app that detailed her anger at the teen, including writings that claim he cheated on me. We will never, ever be together again. I'm not a second choice. I'm the best thing you'll ever have, even with all of my mistakes, she said to the guy.
But according to her, he wrote those.
when he hacked the phone. And
yeah, that is.
The encounters happened at home. They happened at school. They happened at her house.
Good Lord. And the husband's staying with her.
I know. Like, they walked into courthouse, and he's holding her hand walking in.
She's not that hot.
Well, I mean, regardless of the hotness, how could you? Ugh.
Hot wife, and you get to do whatever you want. I don't know.
That's not part of the story.
Again, you're really
missing
the point.
And he gets to do whatever he wants.
Yeah, you're making that assumption. We don't know that that is the deal.
Well, it's like if you did somebody 45 times, do I not also get to do that?
Well, probably you're not going to be together after that.
Well, if I did it 100%, we would not be.
And if she did 100%, you wouldn't be either.
Okay.
Yeah, you would. She would just say, do what you want then.
Right. Why not?
Or would you say, all right, I'll stay with you, but I get to do whatever I want.
Well,
like, that's the clause.
45 times.
Oh, yeah. I'm hanging out with her. I mean, what does that have
according
to do with
Matt, where do you start at that?
He gets 45 mulligans.
Yeah.
Right.
So are you just kind of throwing them around real free and easy at first, but then when you get down to, like, the last 10, you really want to make
you
them
gotta
count?
You got to be super picky.
Yeah. Like, there's a tote board, photos on the fridge and stuff. And you're like,
I don't know.
You started this.
Is this the one that I want to go with here? You got that 45th, though, would just be...
You get so tired of that. You think that's all fun and dandy.
Tell me why
and all
it should be
stuff.
You.
It is... I believe in love.
And it's like 20 years later.
It's good, Donovan.
Will you accept this rose?
Awesome.
Well, it appears we're out of time for this round table.
Hose.
But coming up next...
Oh. I thought you were talking about the other hose.
We have the sweet spot
and
the Musers.
Whoa. They're here? Whoa. The Musers are here?
Yeah.
Evidently,
they're
Musers
on, they're not on vacation
are
yet.
Here. Next.